You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
For another 8 weeks, the residents of Cape Town, South Africa, are limited to 50 litres of water usage per day. What can you do with only 50 litres? Well, not much. Don't even think of watering your garden or washing your car. You can't even have a bath or use your washing machine. You can barely be in the shower for 5 minutes. Oh, and if you do, you better not need to go to the bathroom too many times in the same day. Cape Town is experiencing a massive water crisis. 3 consecutive years of drought have meant the Waterkloof Dam, which usually provides over half of the water supply of the 4 million residents of the city, has gone down to only 18% of its capacity. And when the dam falls to 13.5%, 3/4 of the city's taps will be turned off. This is what Capetonians call Day Zero, a slightly apocalyptic term for a slightly apocalyptic situation. So how did we get there? Well, ever since Day Zero has been looming, criticism has been directed at the city council. Protests have taken place with residents, like this man interviewed by Al Jazeera, blaming institutions for their lack of foresight.
The city is completely mismanaging the water. They're not fixing the leaks. They're not reducing the pressure in the pipes. They are rolling out water management devices that they know are defective, and they've got no plan. The springs they're not allowing people access to, so they are strangling the water supply.
Researchers say the city has failed to adapt its local water supply to a permanently growing demand. Since 1995, while the population of Cape Town has increased by 80%, water supplies have only grown a mere 15%. The city did plan to diversify its water resources, but might have started a little bit too late. Drilling boreholes and erecting desalination plants wasn't supposed to kick in before 2020. South Africa's Water Minister Nomvula Mokonyane has encouraged everyone to do their part while solutions are being thought of.
It is therefore important that all users play their part in reducing water consumption. The agricultural sector has made a commitment to make sure that they explore innovative solutions so that then there is adaptation to the realities of climate change.
Officials have called on the population to drastically cut the use of water, first lowering the limit to 87 litres a day, then dropping it to 50 litres. A huge effort has also been asked of farmers, and it's primarily their efforts that have pushed the deadline from 16th of April to 11th of May. Now, a disasters operation team is drawing a plan to avoid not only water shortage, but disease outbreaks and anarchy. If the taps are turned off, 200 water collection points will be scattered throughout the city, where Cape Townians will be allowed a minimum of 25 litres a day, a solution that would be very costly for the city. The distribution of free water would represent the equivalent of $160 million in lost revenue. In the meantime, Cape Town's residents are bracing themselves for Day Zero. Everyone is trying to be well prepared, hardware shops have run out of water tanks and pool covers, borehole drillers have a year-long waiting list due to overwhelming demand, and supermarkets have had to limit customer purchases on bottled water. Some people say it's an opportunity for the rich Cape Townians to experience what poor people have always been through. But others blame it on the poor and contribute to the circulation on social media of footages of leaking pipes and wasted water, attributed to lack of awareness in informal settlements. However, Cape Town University researcher Kirsty Carden, interviewed by The Guardian, says it's probably the other way around.
We have about 25% of the population of Cape Town lives in informal settlements. So it's a large population of people that live in areas that are not supplied on an individual basis with water. They have tap stands. And there are always pictures of, you know, running taps and broken fixtures and look at the leakage and all the rest. But the reality is that those 1 million people out of a population of 4 only use 4.5% of the water. The problem, if you like, has been in the leafy suburbs. It has been in the areas where people have gardens, they have swimming pools, and they are much more profligate in the way that they use water because they're used to the water just being coming out the taps.
Cape Town's water crisis highlights the inequality of the city's inhabitants in the face of water. Rich people can afford to drill holes to ensure personal supply. There's actually been reports of early morning sneaky lawn watering. And if the citizen-minded behaviour local officials have asked for has been widely heard, it hasn't necessarily been followed to a T. In recent days, help has actually come from outside of Cape Town. A campaign launched in the South African city of East London has helped gather more than 150 tons of water throughout the country. Cape Town is not the only city that could face a water supply crisis. African cities like Nairobi in Kenya or Accra in Ghana have experienced similar water shortages in the dry season. So what can New Zealand learn from Cape Town's experience of water management? That water infrastructure in our country are also vulnerable. Incidents in Auckland and Wellington have shown that New Zealand could be exposed to water management struggles. The town of Mangawhai held its breath last summer when rain didn't fall in expected quantities and water tanks almost ran dry. Councils need to consider alternative options to source water. A better understanding of how much water we individually go through each day could also help locate where an effort can be made. Climate change is in motion and it's all downhill from here unless we make an effort before we get to day zero.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.